I talked to Governor Ellington. He says that he can talk, and he thinks that Wallace has confidence in him and believes him and realizes that he wants to be helpful, and that he'd be glad to visit with you anytime you're free. And I told him to call your secretary and tell her that he was available and for her to let him know when you were free and for him to go over and talk to you.
Right.
I outlined to him that there might be some possibilities of letting them march part of the way or getting local citizens to talk or use his influence to try to bring them together. He says that he can talk and he will be respected, and a man that trusts him and has confidence in him. They talked to him Friday about coming up the Appalachia bill and said that he would come, except he had a textbook bill he had to sign that day. He says you cannot depend on him and you cannot trust him, and he does not do what he says he will do, and he knows him very well in that regard, and he would certainly want somebody present or some record of what he said so that he wouldn't be misleading anybody. But he is very glad to use his efforts. It might be you'd want to even send him in with Doar to take instructions from Doar or carry out ideas that Doar
right.
might want to do. In any event, you talk to him,
and
if there's any help, I don't want to inject him into your business.
If anything that would get us any line to the governor would be very helpful. Even if it was negative, we would know.
He talks to him back and forth, and he has, I believe, this railroad run through his state that he's worked for. And he knows him well as a governor and as a private official and as a fellow Southerner, and I think when you see Ellington, you'll respect him and like him.
I know him, and I do know Governor.
He's a very good man, and he'll be at your disposal to do anything you want to.
All right, I'll be with him this morning.
I just tell your girl that he'll be calling.
All right.